This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Facebook said it would suspend former President Donald Trump's accounts for 2 years following its findings that he stoked violence ahead of the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Facebook says it'll keep the ex-president's accounts suspended after finding his posts stoked violence before January's Capitol riot. The social media giant's quasi-independent oversight board last month upheld a suspension, but had given Facebook 6 months to decide what to do longer term. Facebook says it also plans to end a contentious policy that automatically exempted politicians from rules banning hate speech and abuse. While others can still read and comment on Trump's page, he cannot post new material. Twitter, on the other hand, has permanently banned him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The group of seven, representing some of the world's richest nations, are within touching distance of an historic deal to close the net on large companies that don't pay their fair share of tax. We get more from Reuters' Conway G. Gittins.
Economic leaders from the G7 gathered together for talks on Friday and are, quote, just 1 millimeter from a historic global tax deal being pushed by the U.S., French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire told the BBC. A particular focus of the minimum tax rate are the big international tech firms like Amazon, Facebook, and Google parent Alphabet, which are adept at exploiting the differences in varying corporate tax codes. A deal could raise tens of billions of dollars for governments, offsetting the big spending done by many governments to prop up their economies during the health crisis.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittins. This is VOA News.